USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House of Representatives passed a resolution which moves the impeachment process of President Trump into a new phase. Democrats described the resolution as a roadmap moving forward, including guidelines for witness testimony. The final vote was 232 to 196. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is condemning the Democrats' effort to impeach the president.
For 37 days and counting, they have run an unprecedented, undemocratic, and unfair investigation.
The California Republican has accused Democrats of trying to undermine the results of the last presidential election. Chicago Mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot says the teacher strike that has cost public school students 11 days is over. She said public school students will return to their classrooms on Friday. The city and Chicago Teachers Union agreed that they will make up five of the days that were missed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yuto, my office, now!
Emu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And your keyboard, and your expense reports, and your stress balls, and...
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
First-time jobless claims were up slightly, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits last week were on the rise. The government says they hit about 218,000 last week. That's 5,000 more than the previous week. The steepest increases were seen in the states of Oregon, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, and Hawaii. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Mark Zuckerberg isn't backing down on his decision to run political ads on Facebook. Zuckerberg defending his decision on a conference call with financial analysts on the same day that Twitter's CEO Jack Dorsey caved to liberal activists pressuring Twitter to not run political ads. California Congresswoman Katie Hill's last day is Friday. The freshman Democrat from the state's 25th district also gave her final floor speech on Thursday after the House vote on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The South Carolina priest who denied 2020 presidential hopeful Joe Biden communion based on his outwardly pro-choice platform was fully within his rights to do so, but he may have been able to find a better way to solve the issue. That's at least according to Cardinal Timothy Dolan. He joins Fox and Friends and talks about how usually this is handled on a more private level.
That's the preferable way, Steve, to do personal dialogue, and pastors will do that. Sometimes a public figure will come and talk to me about it. And I would advise them, I think that priest had a good point. You know, you were publicly at odds with an issue of substance, critical substance. We're talking about life and death in the church. You personally, out of integrity, should not approach Holy Communion because that implies that you're in union with all the church believes and stands for. If you know you're not, well, integrity would say, uh-oh, I better not approach Holy Communion. That's always preferable than to make it a split-second decision and denying somebody.
As far as if Cardinal Dolan has ever denied anyone communion based on their beliefs?
I never have. I've never had our, what you might call the opportunity or never said, uh-oh, should I give him or her Holy Communion? It's never come up. Sure could.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1864 when Congress admits Nevada as the 36th state in the Union. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.